This article is brought to you by the best-selling books 8 Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Kedrewal's public accusation, a masterclass in reframing. What happened? Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kedrewal stood before a public crowd and levelled a direct charge the BJP is weaponising federal agencies to crush political rivals and hollow out democratic institutions. This was not a quiet press release. Kedrewal chose a live public address to deliver the accusation, putting his face and voice behind every word. The move was calculated, visible, and loud. The communication angle. Here is the lesson: when you are on defence, go public or go home. Kedrewal is under pressure. His party faces legal scrutiny. His government is contested. In that position, most politicians retreat into careful statements drafted by lawyers. Kedrewal did the opposite. He took the stage, named the enemy, and framed himself as the defender of democracy. That is not recklessness. That is smart communication under fire. The technique he used is called reframing. He did not stand up to answer charges. He stood up to make charges. He shifted the conversation from what did Kedrewal do to what is BJP doing to Kedrewal. That pivot changes who is on trial in the public mind. It works because audiences follow whoever is driving the story. Kedrewal grabbed the wheel. The public venue matters enormously. A press conference puts you across from journalists who will push back. A courtroom limits your language. But a public rally, that is your microphone, your crowd, your energy. Kedrewal chose the setting that gave him maximum emotional amplification and minimum interruption. Smart. Deliberate. Textbook crisis communication. Here is where it gets complicated. The reframe only holds if you repeat it consistently and your supporters carry it forward. One speech is a spark. Without follow-through, coordination, and repetition across every spokesperson in your party, the frame collapses within a news cycle. If Kedrewal's allies contradict the message or go quiet, the accusation dies. The lesson for anyone in a high-stakes communication moment: your opening move sets the frame, but your follow-through locks it in. Does this approach carry risk? Yes. Naming a powerful opponent directly invites retaliation. It raises the stakes. But staying quiet when you're being squeezed is the worst possible option. Silence reads as guilt. Aggressive, visible, public communication forces the other side to respond, and every response they give keeps your frame alive in the news cycle. You win by keeping the story moving on your terms. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down in Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on crisis framing gives you a step-by-step framework for flipping a defensive moment into an offensive one without sounding like you're dodging the question. Most people think crisis communication is about damage control. It is not. It is about controlling who sets the terms of a conversation. Kedrewal understood that instinctively. You can learn to do it on purpose. The takeaway. Before your next high-stakes conversation or public statement, write down one sentence that answers this question. Who is the real subject of this story? If the answer puts you on defence, rewrite it until you're driving the narrative forward. Then deliver that sentence first, loudly, and build everything else around it. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book 8 Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.